A Hindu woman who belongs to the Harijan community filed a police complaint against Mohammad Shoaib for forcefully converting her to Islam on March 1. She told Organizer Weekly that Shoaib first introduced himself as Sachin. It was only after impregnating her he revealed his true identity. The woman Priyanka Harijan lives in the Gishupura colony of Haridwar city in Uttarakhand. FIR lodged against Mohammad Sohail. A first information report, number -108/2023, was registered at the Pathri police station of the Haridwar district on March 1. In this complaint, the victim told the police that her parents married her off to Sajid Chand, a resident of Bhagwanpur. After 2 years they were separated as it was an abusive marriage. Priyanka had two children, both sons, from this marriage. After separating from her husband, she came in contact with Shoaib, a resident of Badarpur Jat village. On March 26, 2022, he took her to a place in Harilok where he asked her to convert to Islam. Soon after the conversion nikah, he started assaulting her. He would force her to offer namaz and follow Islamic religious practices. He also changed her name to Reshma and her son's name from Dev to Arman Ali. Shoaib also tried removing the sign of Om tattooed on the hands of the victim. Shoaib posed as Sachin to marry Harijan woman in Uttarakhand. Priyanka had Om tattooed on her hand. After the conversion nikah, Shoaib got it covered, saying the symbol belongs to kafirs and that if she will not remove it, she too will burn in hellfire. See the FIR below. pic.twitter.com/9limfiregrsp. Subhi Vishwakarma, @Subhi_Karma, March 6, 2023. Upon refusing to follow all these practices, Shoaib threw her out of his house on November 27, 2022. Since then, she has been living at a rented place in the Gishupura area. This was not it, he issued death threats against her. She registered this complaint seeking help from the police. Organizer has access to the original FIR document. Case registered under Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Act. The station house officer, Pawan Dimri, told Organizer Weekly on March 5 that they have been trying to locate the accused as he is absconding for now. He added a case under sections IPC 323, voluntarily causing hurt, 506, criminal intimidation, and section 3/5 of the Uttarakhand Freedom of Religion Act, 2018 have been registered. Further investigations are underway, added the officer. Shoaib not only converted Priyanka but also converted her 4-year-old son from her first Hindu husband. This correspondent called the victim Priyanka on March 5. In a telephonic interview with Organizer Weekly, she said, "Shoaib not only converted me to Islam but he also converted my 4-year-old son on papers." Recalling her relationship with Shoaib, she said, "He is a painter by profession and I happened to meet him in my house. My ex-husband was a drunkard and he used to beat me up, so I left him." Shoaib posed as Sachin to befriend her and later they got into a physical relationship. After she became pregnant, he revealed his true identity and said she will have to convert to Islam to marry him. By then Priyanka's family cut all ties with her, she had no place to go, hence agreed to his demands. About the conversion, she said, the documents were ready by the time she reached Jwalapur, where the conversion took place. A cleric solemnized their nikah after she recited a dua kalma. He pronounced her new name Reshma Khatun. Shoaib clicked no pictures at their wedding and he even tore the conversion papers before Priyanka could get her hands on them. She did click a picture of their nikahnama. Here is the copy. The nikahnama as shared by the victim. She added, before the marriage, Sohab's family were happy with her but after the nikah, the actual torture began. They started talking about halal, saying she became pregnant before marriage and hence the child and the marriage was haram. Shoaib gave her pills and the pregnancy was terminated at a very initial stage. Priyanka says the family members were somehow convinced that halal was not required, but they never accepted her as their daughter-in-law. She was always a kafir for them who will face the hellfire, added Priyanka. About the practices she had to follow, she told, they would ask her to offer namaz 5 times a day, saying Allah is the only God and would curse Hindu deities. If she ever discussed Hindu festivals, be it Navratri, Diwali or Karwa Chauth, they would beat her up, saying all that is haram, not permissible, in Islam. Shoaib forced Priyanka to eat beef and had unnatural sex during pregnancy. To make her a true Muslim, they force-fed her beef. Priyanka said she is a pure vegetarian, but at Shoaib's house, she cooked meat almost every day. She would go and vomit, but they never cared about her feelings. She said he treated her no less than an animal in bed as well. He would have unnatural sex with her even during pregnancy. He has terminated her pregnancy thrice without her consent. Their marriage lasted for 11 months only, and in such a short span she aborted twice. He would give her pills in juice or shakes just to get rid of the baby. Talking about the babies, she said, he wanted Dev, son from her previous marriage, to undergo circumcision as that will make him the son of a Muslim. Somehow she managed to protect him. She had a tattoo of the sign Om on her hands. After the nikah, Shoaib got it covered as the symbol belongs to Hindus who are kafirs. Covered Om tattoo. After using Priyanka for months, he and his family members said they want a Muslim daughter-in-law and that she should leave. After throwing Priyanka out of his life, Shoaib started threatening her of meeting Shraddha Walker like fate. He said he would chop Priyanka just as Aftab chopped Shraddha. He will go a step ahead and bury her pieces in his bedroom instead of throwing them on streets like Aftab. Priyanka is still living in a rented apartment with her child. Her family members do not want her to continue with this case as this will tarnish their image in society. She has three sisters and two brothers. Her father is retired from the Public Works Department, PWD. She said, "Ma'am, I want nothing but justice. I just want to see Shoaib behind bars. He did all wrong with me and is walking freely on the streets."